Sweetest hour of the day, September 23. Preparing for the heavenly home. My voice shalt thou hear in the morning, O Lord, in the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee, and will look up. If ever there was a time when every house should be a house of prayer, it is now. In every Christian home God should be honored by the morning and evening sacrifices of prayer and praise. Children should be taught to respect and reverence the hour of prayer. It is the duty of Christian parents, morning and evening, by earnest prayer and persevering faith, to make a hedge about their children. The hours of morning and evening worship should be sweetest and most helpful of the day. Let it be understood that into these hours no troubled, unkind thoughts are to intrude, that parents and children assemble to meet with Jesus, and to invite into the home the presence of holy angels. Let the services be brief and full of life, adapted to the occasion, and varied from time to time. Let all join in the Bible reading, and learn and often repeat God's law. In the church at home the children are to learn to pray and to trust in God. Come in humility, with a heart full of tenderness, and with a sense of the temptations and dangers before yourselves and your children, by faith bind them to the altar, entreating for them the care of the Lord. Train the children to offer their simple words of prayer. Tell them that God delights to have them call upon Him. Will the Lord of heaven pass by such homes, and leave no blessing there? Nay, verily, ministering angels will guard the children who are thus dedicated to God. They hear the offering of praise and the prayer of faith, and they bear the petitions to Him who ministers in the sanctuary for His people, and offers His merits in their behalf. The beautiful lessons of the Bible stories and parables, the pure, simple instruction of God's holy word, is the spiritual food for you and your children. Oh, what a work is before you! Will you take hold of it in the love and fear of God?